Papa Zlezny pretty big day for you retiring from the NFL. I'm sure it's incredibly emotional and surreal. When you see thank you messages like this around the stadium, what goes through your head?
I mean, it just reminds you how special it is to be a Jacksonville Jaguar. I owe this organization so much. And to be a part of this, to see something like this, it makes you feel so special and so appreciative of everything that the team, the city's done for me.
The decision-making process this offseason, was it a long one, stepping away from the game you love?
It was a hard one, that's for sure. And it was something that I'm still fighting with. I didn't really want to do it, but I felt like now is the right time, that it was my time to step away, that I wasn't going to be able to play the way that I wanted to play. And I knew that I wanted to avoid deteriorating on the field, you know, and not being able to perform at the level that I wanted to for my teammates and for the team. So I knew that even though it was a difficult decision, I knew it was the right one.
You said it was such a hard and difficult decision. You think when you watch the games on Sunday this season, do you think you'll have any regrets?
I'm sure I will, especially because you love the game so much. I know I'm going to miss it. I'm going to miss being around the teammates. The team is going to have enormous success for years to come, and it's going to be so exciting to watch them. And I know I will miss it dearly.
When you showed up to this franchise in 2011, did you ever think you would have this kind of impact on this city and this team?
No, I mean, when you get here, you want to compete at the highest level you can, do the best job you can, but it's, I just know how I feel about Jacksonville and being here and being part of this community. It's a special place, and I just know that I feel very fortunate to have this opportunity to be here.
So standing here on this field, I'm sure you have countless unforgettable memories, but do you have one that you think you'll hold on to forever?
Honestly, there are so many. You think of so many great times that you had, not only playing the game, but just being here with your teammates. I mean, the one that jumps to mind right away is we beat Houston this year. We know that we're going to the playoffs, and it's me, Telvin Smith, and Miles, and we're just talking on the sideline about the journey that we've been through, knowing that we're going to get a chance to go to the postseason. And because it was with those guys, spending that time with those guys in that environment, in that situation, I know that I'll remember that forever.
Speaking of Miles Jack and Telvin Smith, Miles Jack, you've paved the way for him to be a leader on this defense, from him adopting your pregame ritual to coming up with the same hobbies with flying. It was, I'm sure, incredibly...
You guys know about that?
Oh, yeah. We know about that. I'm sure it was incredibly selfless to go through that, knowing that he was going to take your spot one day.
I mean, the thing was, I told Miles this, he made it easy for me. I mean, it could have been a nightmare situation where I'm a veteran player and they bring in a younger guy to take my job, which is part of the transition in the NFL. But because of the type of guy that Miles is and the type of person that he is, it was awesome to work with him. And I just hope that I was able to help him, you know, because that's when you meet him and you're around him, you say, man, I am willing to do whatever I can to help him because of how much I like him and how much I enjoy being around him.
And Telvin Smith, I know he's way more than just a teammate to you. You guys have an incredible bond. Will you miss playing with him?
That's what's going to be the hardest, is not being around guys like him, not having the opportunity to play with him and see him every day. And I told him that one of the things that I look forward to the most is just having a chance to have conversations with him on a daily basis, and to not be able to do that and then not be able to compete with him on the field. That's going to be the most challenging thing, is not being around guys like Telvin Smith.
So now what? What's going to keep you busy?
Graduate school, and then start preparing for my next profession, because and obviously spend as much time with the family as I can.
What are you doing?
Speaking of family.
Yeah, speaking of family.
Yeah, spending as much time with them as I can and preparing for graduate school and getting ready for the next phase of my life.
And you say graduate school. What will you be going to school for?
Two paths that I need to make a decision on what I want to do. So aviation and aerospace is my other passion besides football. So if I know that I want to do that specifically, I would try to get into a great aeronautics school like Embry-Riddle. If I want to be more general, I would just try to get an MBA from the best business school that I have the opportunity to get into.
So when you leave this stadium today, you're leaving this team in the greatest of hands. With all the recent momentum, though, will it be hard to walk away from it now?
Very much so. Just because you know that for so many years we struggled and didn't have success. And now that we just got a taste of that, and it's only going to continue and get better and better. I mean, the expectations are going to be sky high for this team for years to come. So it's exciting because, you know, I have an opportunity to watch them and see them and know that you were a small part of it back in 2017. But I know I'm going to watch games on Sunday and I'm going to say, man, I wish I was out there with them. But you realize that's part of the progression. You know, that's part of being in the NFL. But the most important part is just knowing that it's exciting moving forward, knowing that the organization is in great hands and that they're going to win a lot of football games.
Well, thank you, Paul. Congrats on an incredible career.
Thank you.